This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas of New South Wales. We've cleared out the reptiles, and now it's time to take on the English team. Jeremy, the build-up for Ashes, I missed the last time. I crashed in on Ashes just as the Australians were winning everything and didn't really understand the game. I was quite fascinated with the story of Ashes, where it came from. Perhaps it's time for you to retell that story because it's been more than a year. Why is this contest so important to both sides? What is Ashes?
Yes, John, this is a true contest and a true importance of national importance for both Australia and England. And the reason is that back in the mid-1800s, the English and the Australians were, I guess we were on good terms, but we were very competitive. And the reason for that was that England basically sent all its convicts down here to Australia. So here in Australia, in the 1800s, we were seen as the lower class. But of course, we were convicts, sure thing, but we were very strong and very proud and very competitive. So we gave it to the Brits, basically. We were trying to give it to them in politics. We were basically, I guess, chiding them and really jesting at them. And it came to a point where at one point someone suggested, well, you know what, if we think we're so big, let's have a cricket game and sort this out like men on the pitch. And that is exactly what happened there in Lords in England. So Australia got a cricket team together, England got a cricket team together, and we went head-to-head over a number of days. And what actually happened, despite England's bravest and England's finest cricketers, Australia, us convicts, beat the Brits. And the Brits, they weren't happy. They were not happy at all. So what they actually did is they took the wickets, so that the wooden stumps at the end of the pitch that the ball tries to hit to get the people out, they took them and they burnt them. So they reduced them to ashes. And then what happened was the Australians actually put them into a container and actually turned that into the trophy. And that is what the Ashes actually are, is the wickets from that very first game. And the Brits, who didn't want to reside on the fact that they'd been beaten this one time by the Australians, said, okay, let's do it again in about 18 months, but we'll go down to Australia and we'll make this a thing. And basically that's where the Ashes was born, from the fact that Australia beat England very early on. We kept the English, but we kept the Ashes from the original wickets, and it's become a national treasure ever since. So, you know, it's always a point of pride and contention between both us countries, even though we are technically allies.
Now the trash talking. I need an interpretation. This is from one of your stars called a paceman, Mitchell Stark, S-T-A-R-C, Stark. The quote is, if they are 550, are they still coming out swinging? What does that mean, Jeremy?
And what this means, John, is that 5 for 50 means that basically the team has only got 50 runs, but they've got five of their team out. And now that is an incredibly low score in cricket, because basically it means you've got one person out for every 10 runs you've got. And now even kids that are 5 and 6 years old playing in their school competitions, they're going to be able to score a lot more than that. So what it means for baseball is effectively that if you've only got such a low score and this is the only strategy that England has right now, are they going to stick with it? Are they going to continue this very aggressive playing style if obviously it's not going to work? And I guess what this reference is to the fact that all England has been talking about for the last 18 months since they lost their last Ashes series to Australia is that how baseball is going to basically bring them back, how they're going to win the series, and how they're going to take on the world with baseball. But they haven't really, you know, shown us that they still have this long-term strategy in their repertoire. So this is Australia trying to get under the skin and saying, you know what, baseball may not work. You might want to have a second guess at what you got to do next. And if it doesn't work, hey, we're going to beat you.
More interpretation required. The captain of the English team, Ben Stokes, says that they're going to have fast and flat pitches to aid the home side. That's the English gung-ho approach. And Mr. Stark, your paceman, says, have you ever seen a fast wicket in England? I don't know if they can make them fast. They can certainly make them flat. I think it's a bit of smokescreen. There's always a bit of chat around the Ashes. Please interpret, Jeremy.
Absolutely, John. The fast and flat pitches, what that means is that the ball comes down very, very quickly. When it bounces on the pitch, instead of bouncing high and slow, it actually continues to basically move forward at a very high rate. And the way that the pacemen do it, which is what we're talking about, pacemen basically means a bowler that can bowl very, very quickly, consistently, is that they spin the ball forward. So as the ball bounces on the pitch, it actually gathers a bit more rotation and speeds up as it heads towards the batter. But what the contention is, and what I guess our Australian side is certainly picking up here, is that they've never seen the English ever do that very well. What the English tend to do is when they bowl fast, their balls tend to hit the dirt, slow down quite rapidly. And when they bowl flat, which is basically flat means anything that's around the midpoint of a human. So if you're bowling high, it's around the head, bowling low, it's around the knees. But when we say flat, we mean it's pretty much flat as to where it comes out of the bowler's hand and arrives at the batter's sort of body. When they bowl flat, the balls are typically pretty slow. And you can imagine, John, that a ball coming in slow at about your midriff, if you have the bat at the right position, you can knock it over the fence quite easily for a six. So this is Australia warning the Brits to say, look at your own track record. If you think you're going to bowl flat and fast, think again. You've never been able to do it before. Why do you think you're going to do it now? And I mean, certainly try, but our Australian team's pretty much used to hitting, you know, flat and fast. So it's a funny way of getting under their skin, pointing out the faults without exactly pointing out their faults.
Now trash talk from the English eye. This is Jimmy Anderson, who's going to play his 10th Ashes, which is some kind of record. But I'm most interested for Jeremy to translate Mr. Anderson's remarks. Australia are naturally extremely competitive and aggressive. They'll have discussed our tactics, Bazball, and they have their own plans and ways of how they are going to cope. I just think if we do what we've been doing and play as well as we possibly can, I don't think anyone in the world can cope with it. Well, there you have it, Jeremy. He doesn't think you can stand up to Bazball.
Well, what can I say, John? He said it. Jimmy Anderson must be right, as he always is, although he did predict the final win and totally got that wrong. What can I say? It's interesting that he says, you know, England's going to beat everybody. But I think the thing that might be missing there, John, and I might be crazy, but he didn't actually say how they were going to win. He just said they were going to win. And we know what their tactics are. I mean, we've seen it over the last 18 months. We've seen what the English have tried to do with Bazball. And I have to point out, too, that when the Indian side took on the English test side only a few months ago and the English tried to use Bazball against them, India did win. India was able to overcome Bazball very quickly by basically running out the clock on the endurance of the British side. So, I mean, Jimmy Anderson, to his credit, he's trying. But I think in some ways this might be telling us that the British are a little bit concerned about Bazball, although they know they have to give it a try. So, John, I keep saying this. This is going to be a fantastic Ashes series. I think in reality, Bazball is going to come in. The Brits are going to really push it hard. Australia is probably going to turn some of the tactics around. But I think at the end of the day, we're going to see a hybrid between Bazball tactics and then the old conservative strategic tactics to last out the 5 days test. So I can't wait. This is going to be a very, very good Ashes series, regardless of all the good trash talk as well.
And Mr. Anderson adds, the thing is, you've got to take it game by game. That's how we say baseball. You know, it's day to day. If we're bowling 250 overs in the field in 5 days, then you're probably going to rest. There could be rain. We could bowl them out cheaply. You just don't know. You've got to play it by ear. My interpretation, if they're going really well, 250 overs I think is really well, and then they're going to slow down a little bit and not wear themselves out and count on a rain delay. Is that what he's talking about?
That is 100% correct. And this is a tactic you can use in England because, of course, the English weather invariably over the course of the several weeks that the Ashes series will occur, there will definitely be probably at least one or two rain delays. They're just hoping, though, that it doesn't happen at the very beginning of the series and that basically they get good weather for the entire rest of the series because that will really mess up the tactics. But this is an interesting insight into the British thinking in that they're now trying to use the environment as part of their tactics too, which honestly, John, I don't think we've seen this before. So this is a really new breed of cricket and a really new breed of cricket strategy, which is really great to see. So we'll see how we can turn it around on our side.
What does it mean we could bowl them out cheaply?
Ah, yes, that means bowl them out very quickly. So going back to the 5 and 50, so that would be a very cheap bowl out where you've got five people out for only 50 runs. But you know what? That's them again showing overconfidence, I think.
Jeremy Zakas, my guide and interpreter and teacher of cricket. We're apparently looking at a major, major, major contest coming in July. I'm very pleased to anticipate it this year. I didn't understand what I was witnessing the last time when Ashes was played in Australia. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.